With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She says it would only be a grand gesture and there's no need for it. Vice President Harris defending her decision not to visit the U.S. southern border. That's the border that she has been put in charge of helping to secure. Harris spoke after meeting in Guatemala with that country's president. She's now in Mexico for a meeting with the Mexican president. Following word that most of the multi-million-dollar ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to hackers has now been recovered, the company's chief executive due to testify today before Congress.
CEO Joseph Blount is expected to detail Colonial Pipeline's response to the cyber attack and explain his decision to pay the hackers a ransom in Bitcoin worth roughly $4.4 million to get back online. The company supplies roughly half the fuel consumed on the East Coast, and the attack forced it to temporarily halt operations, causing chaos at the pump with long lines and gas shortages.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House finds itself having to defend President Biden's upcoming meeting with his Russian counterpart, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not regard a meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests and America's values.
Mr. Biden will sit down with Vladimir Putin next week. Sullivan says that Washington has serious concerns about what he terms Moscow's harmful behavior. Southern California couple due to be arraigned later today could face a murder charge over a road rage shooting that killed a six-year-old boy last month on a freeway. On Wall Street, stock futures mixed so far this morning. Right now, the Dow futures are down 25 points, while NASDAQ futures are 43 points higher, and the S&P futures up 5 points. This is SRN News.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Making the complex understandable. He's America's anchor man.
I am not just a host. I'm a leader.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman was hospitalized Monday evening after a shooting in Jacksonville's Hogan's Creek neighborhood. Apparently, the victim got into an argument with a man, and that man shot her. According to a JSO sergeant, during the altercation, two homes were struck by gunfire. Cops are trying to track down a late-model maroon four-door Mercedes-Benz. According to Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity, during the week of May 29, 2020, there were more than 7,600 people in Duval County applying for unemployment benefits. A year later, only 420 new claimants. That's a big sign that the local economy is getting back on track. Still, local industries are facing a major labor shortage. Last week, the governor reinstated work search requirements for those on unemployment. A federal lawsuit has been slapped on the St. Johns County Board of Commissioners over its refusal to consider a proclamation recognizing the LGBTQ plus community. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Cloudy all day today. We'll have a high of around 90 this evening. Partly cloudy and an overnight low of 73. Right now, 74 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. More lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
You ever notice sometimes when you come in here, sometimes there's more national stories and some days there's more state stories than national? And now here, it seems to be more local stories that are popping up, which we're going to get to. Hey, good morning. We'll explain here in a couple of moments.
Hey.
Good to have everybody here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Sit back, enjoy the morning ride. I promise you, you will be entertained right here for 3 hours on Talk Radio WBOB. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that thousands of those living here in the country illegally will not be able to obtain a green card, even if you're staying here for humanitarian reasons. Unanimous decision by the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has made it more difficult for some migrants who enter the U.S. without permission to stay here. In a unanimous ruling, the nation's top court sided with a lower court ruling saying an El Salvador couple who received temporary protected status after entering the U.S. illegally cannot obtain a green card to remain here permanently. The TPS program allows hundreds of thousands of people in a dozen countries where there's been armed conflict or natural disasters to live in the U.S. temporarily.
That is from Reuters News. Still a big debate over lawsuits between Florida and the CDC dealing with the situation of cruise lines out of the state of Florida. Fox News' Phil Keating.
State of Florida is suing the Centers for Disease Control over a vaccination question that could impact travel.
Royal Caribbean, headquartered in Port Miami, reversed its previous stance and now is saying we're not going to require any cruise passengers absolutely have a vaccine. Cruising, though, from Florida ports still remains in flux because the state of Florida, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, has filed suit against the CDC, challenging its authority to mandate vaccinated passengers. The issue ultimately is who dictates what are the policies for cruise ships coming out of U.S. ports? Does the state actually decide, or does the federal government decide? And that's what a federal judge in Tampa is still mulling over.
After announcing this past Sunday on the Sunday morning talk shows that he would go along with the Republicans and not support a measure of a voting rights legislation pushed by the Democrats, West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin, some say he's being excommunicated and trying to be pushed out by his own party of the U.S. Senate by those of the Democrats.
Joe Manchin is on the lips of everyone right now in Washington. President Biden's agenda is toast if Manchin's not on board. Manchin likely doomed the touchstone of the Democrats' legislative plan, a key voting rights bill. The Times criticizing Manchin for not combating voter suppression. The left wing is now throwing haymakers at Manchin to convince him to cave. Manchin's opposition to the voting rights bill lays bare raw divides between moderates and progressives. Democrats would not control the Senate without Manchin. Voting rights and infrastructure won't pass without changes dictated by Manchin.
Oh, that is Fox News' Chad Pergram. Governor Ron DeSantis tells many of those out there, especially Republicans running for school board, even in many nonpartisan races, that if you support critical race theory and mandatory that students must wear masks, he says the political apparatus that he's involved with will oppose your candidacy.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
Last week, one of DeSantis's opponents, statewide agriculture commissioner Nikki Fried, announced she was running for office. Lieutenant governor of the state of Florida, Jeanette Nunez, was asked about, what do you guys think about her candidacy?
We absolutely do not fear Nikki Fried as a candidate. Nikki Fried as an ag commissioner has been a total disaster. She has done absolutely nothing in her role, her current role of agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida.
Housing prices still continue to rise big time. Of course, the major cost for all of that is lumber.
But they're rising too fast. And the reason for that is a complete breakdown in the supply chain for building materials. Building materials across the board are going up, but most importantly, lumber has gone up over 400% from where it was last year. And lumber is the number one commodity in a house.
Spokesperson for the National Association of Builders. And gasoline prices have gone up. They've gone down, but now AAA says they're going to go back up, especially with the summertime traveling.
Looks like consumers still have that risk of seeing a national average of $3 a gallon at some point this year as demand continues to show an impressive recovery. Right now, it's really the economy that's pushing prices higher. But like you said, in the future, absolutely, the limitations on new drilling could eventually become an issue. And of course, now we have this massive infrastructure plan and how to pay for it. And of course, you know, the potential's there. The federal gas tax hasn't been touched since 1993. So motors really need to be on alert for rising gas prices this year.
That's from GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick DeHaan. Coming up on 9 minutes after 6 a.m., you know, we many times have you and myself interviewed Lieutenant Governor. She's cool. She's laid back.
Oh, yeah. Calls in all the time.
Hey, what do you think about Nikki? Yeah, we don't fear her. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if that is necessarily the most strategic thing to do right now, because if they prop Nikki Fried up a little bit more right now, she could become a bigger threat to Charlie Crist and then have them really tug it out in their primary, weaken both of them, and whoever ends up running against DeSantis is that much weaker.
Yeah, usually, you know, when you and I have covered this game for years in politics, and usually you kind of like, okay, my opponent, I differ with my opponent.
Right.
You know what? I got to tell you something, I get accused of this. I love blood in the water, because I don't like politicians that think they can just, no offense to my good friend, our good friend, Congressman Mike Waltz, but they can technically waltz their way into office. I think people got to earn it on both sides. Yeah. And Jeanette Nunez is like, hey, we don't fear her. I think this is more of...
It's honest, and I appreciate her honesty and her transparency, but I'd probably, had it been me, I would have said, you know, we don't take any candidate for granted. We're going to hear what she has to say on the campaign trail, and looking forward to a robust debate between Crist and Nikki Fried.
And you know why? You know why I like what she said? Because with what you just said, I'm used to... I've been hearing that for the last 20 years.
Okay.
I want something new, but I totally get what you're saying. But
I do, but you got to admire her honesty, especially from a politician.
Yeah, but I think this is what it is. Fried always wants to shame the governor, so this is nothing more than just getting back.
Yeah, and it really takes some discipline not to do, and not the fact that Nikki Fried has been so cruel to the administration.
But Nunez is Cuban. And you don't mess with Cubans. Trust me on that one. So anyway, I say that with respect, because
you're part human ancestry yourself, right?
I'm a mutt. Anyway, all right.
I told my mom that. She said, don't ever call yourself that.
No, I kid. No, I'm not a mutt. Trust me. Coming up on 6 minutes after 11 a.m. or 11 minutes after 6 a.m. Don't you wish it was 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Coming up next, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
As of right now, the only thing stopping you are the red lights. Roads are looking nice and clear, so just take your time. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll have a high around 90. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy. The low drops to 73, and right now, 74 degrees.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Is your child struggling in the classroom? Do they struggle to read, spell, write, or focus? Is homework frustrating, takes hours with tears and meltdowns too? Be a big part of their solution. Call the Morris Center Ponte Vedra Beach today to unlock your child's full learning potential. There's never been a comprehensive solution like this in Northeast Florida until now.
I'm Dr. Tim Conway, and my team brings 35 years of expertise with cutting-edge, scientifically proven methods. Enroll your child or teenager now at themorriscenterpvb.com.
A lot has changed over this past year, including your job. Maybe you're looking for a new career path, one where you can reach your full potential and love going to work every day. You're in luck. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is hiring field service technicians to specialize in gate access systems and video surveillance equipment. You'll provide post-sale support and quality customer service in installation, repairs, and maintenance. You'll be the face of the company to their statewide customer base, so travel is required. Prior electrical and general maintenance is preferred, but get this, if you're a hard worker, an eager learner in this industry excites you, apply now and they'll train. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is hiring full-time now, provides great benefits, and is hoping to meet someone just like you. Don't wait. Whether you're a recent high school grad or just ready for a new career path post-COVID, they want to talk to you. Apply at sunbeltsys.com right now. Click on careers. sunbeltsys.com. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any of its passengers on U.S. cruises to be vaccinated. And AAA warns against gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, it's good to have everybody with us. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger, a lot of lawsuits are coming around right now, and it's not surprising against the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, the CDC with the cruise lines, the big tech social media bill, which we'll get into in a moment, the anti-rioting bill, LGBT, transgender, all that kind of stuff, you know, about the athletes. So the big one, of course, this is always gets a lot of big discussion on this radio show, NetChoice. The group suing on behalf of internet giants has asked a federal judge to prevent a law before going into effect July 1st. Many of the new laws that are passed in the state legislature during the winter and springtime get signed into law always by July 1st. It's right. Just the way it is.
Okay.
So what's happened is now they're asking a federal judge to stop the social media, quote, censorship. They say, quote, NetChoice says this is government compelled speech. They're asking a federal judge to not enforce the media bill, social media bill, signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis and Republicans that would, and by the way, folks, we've said this and we've reported this on this radio show. This is not a bill for the common individual like me and you. This is a bill that is to, quote, protect elected officials, Republicans and Democrats. Oh, if we don't like their posts, we can deplatform them. Whether you agree with them or not, let's say, for example, a pedophile is running for office and they're out there espousing certain things. Should Facebook sit back and say, well, we don't know if we want this type of stuff reading out there where kids may read it.
Right.
Should they not have the right to do that?
Or if they are already a pedophile and they don't want to be deplatformed, what's the one way to ensure that they can't be censored? Run for, you know.
Right. I'm giving a hypothetical, Raj.
Yeah, run one for water and sewer, and next thing you know, they end up, you know, have protection under that law.
Actually, they're in the water and sewer.
Exactly.
But they also, conservatives don't like it because, and I agree, they don't like being censored. But the question is, should the federal government and or should the state government be involved? The issue at heart is whether tech companies' First Amendment rights are infringed by the new state law. NetChoice says, quote, government can't come in and tell your network what type of news to cover or what type of stories to promote. And likewise, it shouldn't do the same thing for YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and other companies out there as well.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis poised to sign a bill making Florida the first state in the nation to punish social media sites that deplatform politicians.
Social media companies to publish standards for use and abide by them when it comes to deplatforming users.
Under the legislation, big tech platforms will face $100,000 a day fines if they deplatform a statewide candidate, $10,000 a day for other candidates.
So there you go. So they say that the Supreme Court has ruled freedom of speech does not include the right to incite actions, everything else out there. Other issues are also frustrated by conservatives. I understand that, who feel that they're being censored to platform. NetChoice, I didn't realize this, NetChoice, the group out there, says that they understand this whole argument coming from conservatives out there. Mm-hmm. They say they understand the frustration, but they say if a user is wrongly deplatformed, even without the new state law, the Attorney General, our girl, Ashley Moody, already has the ability to sue on their behalf.
Interesting. Huh.
So here's Representative John Snyder, Florida State Rep, says the media bill goes after those that, again, to all my conservative friends out there, I don't like the deplatforming, but this is an issue of freedom of speech, and I'm not a libertarian on this issue. This is about whether or not, forget about, I get Section 230, all should be looked at and revamped. But unless you're a paid client, do you have any rights of whether or not Facebook can deplatform you of comments made whatsoever? Here's a, now listen to what the state rep who supported this bill said. He's this is mostly a bill that protects, quote, political candidates.
Basically, what this bill requires is that large-scale social media platform, they need to publish their standards, including detailed definition used for determining whether to censor or ban posts or deplatform users, and they have to consistently apply those standards. They also must inform users about the changes to rules, terms, and conditions, and it really prohibits them from changing those standards more than every 30 days.
By the way, let me stop right there. You do know when you buy, let's say you get into a sweepstakes.
Okay.
Do you know that they can determine, they can move, hey, the 100th caller is going to win the $500.
Okay.
Well, they can change those rules and regulations without notifying you on that.
Right.
They just make a little blurb. Or what about when you get that car? Remember that car commercial at the end? 20 days. What did they just say?
You void where prohibited.
Void. They can do all that. So here's more of the clip.
Uh-huh.
It also requires that they provide written notice if they do take any form of censoring or deplatforming action against a user. And really, in the final days of an election or any time from the time that a candidate qualifies for the ballot up until the election, it prohibits them from deplatforming a candidate running for office.
There you go. So it's got less to do with you and more to do with them. And by the way, folks, most of these candidates are raising big amounts of money. They're going to get their voices out there, not only through Facebook, but through TV, online.
And radio.
And radio.
Exactly. You know, it really speaks to the fact just how addicted Americans have become to social media. If this is so important that, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit, you know, are not censoring you to the point the government are saying, okay, you can't deplatform people. What does it say about society?
Yeah, folks, I get the argument. Trust me. I get it. I get it. I get it. All I'm saying is that you understand that the liberals are wanting to control radio. This is something that's not new. They've been wanting to do this heavily. When Obama got in, they talked about localism that would determine we had to carry certain other groups out there, which we already do on the show, but we would be forced to do this. Folks, they want to go down this road. I was at church the other day. My preacher, where I attend, his sermon's carried online. I don't want Facebook to plat. And he was talking about certain things in the LGBT because it's Pride Month. And do you know that they can, unless they're paid, whatever, Facebook can sit back and censor all that. I don't agree with that. But Facebook can do that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it, Raj. I'm just saying I don't want them coming in and censoring what that preacher's saying online and what they may do. I'm just telling, remember in the city of Jacksonville and other cities, the human rights legislation, remember what they wanted to do. They wanted to go after hate speech.
So-called hate speech.
I don't call it hate speech.
Right.
They wanted to go after, quote, so-called hate speech by ministers in the pulpits. I got knocked down. But, Roger, they brought that issue up. What about the freedom of speech?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying, Roger. I understand the platforming, publishing. I get all that.
And there are actually two sides of the coin when you talk of freedom of speech. It's the right to share your views, but it's also the right for someone else not to be forced to hand you their microphone, which is essentially what law does.
Governor Ron DeSantis, I like this clip, said that if you are a Republican candidate, by the way, do you know there's a lot of nonpartisan races? Democrats are dominating nonpartisan races in many conservative counties in the state of Florida, winning school board races because no one's following it. He says if you're a Republican candidate and you support critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing for students, he says our political apparatus will not support your candidacy coming up in the election.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
Now, Roger, I don't think critical race theory is that big of an issue that some of my conservative friends think about it. I mean, it is an issue in other states, but right now it's not happening for the most part in Florida. Having said this, I like where the governor's going with this. You and I have said, and this should be, I understand people running for Congress, running for city council. The most important races are city council, county commission, and school board races. They can go into your backyard, into your back door, and reach into your back pocket and take money out. I got a voter approval. I got to wait 3 to 4 years before I can vote against them. And vote by then, most people may forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the most powerful politicians because they can do damage to your business. They can encompass more regulations on you than your state rep and your federal congressman can do as well.
And they're flying under the radar because the hyphen D or the hyphen R does not appear on the ballot by law.
But Roger, we know in some city councils, even with a hyphen R, that doesn't mean there's still a hyphen D, right?
They fool a lot of people.
So I like this by the governor. I think these races should be more focused on than who's running for state rep. Who's running for Congress? I'm just saying because they have more of a, by the way, they have more of an impact. By the way, Roger and I myself will tell you, some people can't name their state rep, but they can certainly tell you who their school board member are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Here's Jeanette Nunez, one of our favorites, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Florida, was asked, hey, what do you think about the candidacy of Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, who says she's running against you guys?
We absolutely do not fear Nikki Fried as a candidate. Nikki Fried as an ag commissioner has been a total disaster. She has done absolutely nothing in her role, her current role of agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida.
Bingo. I love it. I mean, Nikki Fried's not going to hold, but she's going to take the gloves off.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. None of this. Where are the fine gentlemen on the other side? I totally differ with him, but we're going to go out and have a cup of coffee afterwards. Wouldn't that be neat to see that? But I understand where the blood in the water. All right. And I think this is what people want to see sometimes. Hey, I want you to earn my vote, not just ask it for it, and I'm going to assume I'm going to give it to you. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 26 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You can probably leave your house 5 minutes late and still get to wherever you need to on time because of how smooth our roads are looking. No need to be in a rush. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of clouds today, but only a slight chance of rain. The high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy. And an overnight low of 73. Right now, 74 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at Canines for Warriors.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
More coming up next. How many of y'all have been to Sinatti's Bakery? It is the bomb. It's one of the best places. Well, they put up a sign in their door as well saying that they support straight pride. It was about having kids, and now that's being called homophobic. And unfortunately, the owners of Sinatti's are like, hey, this doesn't represent our views, and some are calling it hate-filled bigotry. All right, we're going to have to explain this. Coming up next, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She says it would be only a grand gesture and is not necessary. Vice President Harris defending her decision not to visit the U.S. southern border, even though she has been put in charge of helping to secure that border. Harris spoke after meeting in Guatemala with that country's president. Now she's in Mexico, where she'll be meeting with the Mexican president. Following word that most of the multi-million-dollar ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to hackers has been recovered, the company's chief executive due to testify later today before Congress. The White House finds itself having to defend President Biden's upcoming meeting with his Russian counterpart. Mr. Biden will be sitting down with Vladimir Putin next week. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures down 112 points. NASDAQ futures off 8. S&P futures 10 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman shot in the face, said to be recovering this morning. This stemmed from an argument with an unidentified man Monday. This happened in the Hogan's Creek neighborhood in Jacksonville.
During that altercation, the victim was shot in the left cheek.
The update from JSO, there were two homes hit by gunfire, but nobody inside was injured. Multiple people living along Community Oaks Court in the Lakewood area say that their vehicles are being broken into. A home security camera recorded a man who was wearing a hood and a mask entering an unlocked truck in a driveway and rummaging around for about 10 seconds. A nearby neighbor says his vehicles have been targeted three times within the past several weeks. Cops say these incidents serve as a reminder to make sure you lock your car doors. And a jury convicted a man Monday for the murder of former high school basketball star Eddie Brown. The deadly encounter happened nearly 5 years ago. Blair Terry convicted of first-degree murder. He's likely to be sentenced to life in prison. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Your spring camping headquarters 7 days a week is A Army Navy Depot, San Juan and Blanding. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with 4,000 square feet of camo clothes, boots like Rothko, original SWAT, Altima and Proper, shorts, tanks and tees, kids' clothes, plate carriers and plates and more. Check out the survivor needs, military flags and pins, security, DOC and first responder gear. Gift cards available. A Army Navy Depot, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Buck Sexton.
Consensus is not science.
Everyone who actually thinks through this themselves and doesn't just allow their brains to be molded by being stuck at home, being on the social media all the time. The panic porn on cable news channels in general was mind-blowing.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush. Debuting June 21st.
Weekdays noon till 3 on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You can probably leave your house 5 minutes late and still get to wherever you need to on time because of how smooth our roads are looking. No need to be in a rush. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of clouds today, but only a slight chance of rain. The high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy. And an overnight low of 73. Right now, 74 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. And more lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Well, Roger, as you can tell, I'm wearing my gold and garnet, my Florida State Seminoles shirt. I know that just knocked off half the audience right there, her Gators, but I call it the way it is. We have such a horrible football team. The basketball team should have at least made it to the Final Four, but Florida State Seminole women's, I love the women's fast pitch softball, has advanced to the College World Series out there. Some of the Gators just drove off the road. So that's the only good thing, unfortunately, that the Seminoles are good at this year, my team.
Yeah, well, they're good in things like, you know, engineering, science, and technology, too. So.
All right, Seb. All right. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Joe Manchin is now the outcast. All right? All right, he is now the outcast of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes he's a moderate, sometimes he's not a moderate, the Democrat from West Virginia. By the way, Democrats had better be careful. He could switch to become a Republican, and why not? Did you guys know that West Virginia is the highest amount of votes that Trump got in 2020?
Didn't know that. Huh.
The home of Robert KKK Byrd. Remember him, Robert Byrd? And so anyway.
Democrat,
that's right. Former head of the Klan. So Chad Pergam from Fox News reports that they're going after him because he has said he's not going to support some of the tax measures inside the infrastructure package, and he's not going to go along with the voting bill that the Democrats want to put in place.
Joe Manchin is on the lips of everyone right now in Washington. President Biden's agenda is toast if Manchin's not on board. Manchin likely doomed the touchstone of the Democrats' legislative plan, a key voting rights bill. The Times criticizing Manchin for not combating voter suppression. The left wing is now throwing haymakers at Manchin to convince him to cave. Manchin's opposition to the voting rights bill lays bare raw divides between moderates and progressives. Democrats would not control the Senate without Manchin. Voting rights and infrastructure won't pass without changes dictated by Manchin.
Here's a question. He would be considered an outcast by the Dems, but loved by conservatives, right? Right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, what if somebody spoke up against the Republican Party? They're an outcast by the Republicans, but loved by the Democrats. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe, does it go both ways sometimes?
I don't know if the love would be as intense, though, to be honest with you. People need to read the bill,
exactly.
To be honest with you, because, you know, the Democrats, if they want a talking point, all you have to do is say voter suppression without knowing any of the details, and people buy into it. If you actually look into the fine print of the bill, see what it actually has to say, no one's vote's being suppressed. All they argue when they get into the details is you can't bring grandma a bottle of water. But if you explain the fact that that's part of, you can't do electioneering and campaigning while someone is in line, someone else, they can get a bottle of water afterwards or before, that's okay, but not while she's in line getting ready to vote.
That is a great point. How many of y'all have been, we're going to start sending a bill to V's Pizza and Sonati's. You haven't been to V's, Roger? Have you been to Sonati's Bakery in the beach?
I'm pretty sure I have not been to Sonati's.
The bomb.
May have been at V's,
Roger,
but I know.
Try to go on a Saturday morning. It's packed. I mean, it is longer than the Chick-fil-A line.
Oh, really?
Sonati's Bakery, it is the food. The bakery is the bomb. Well, Sonati's Bakery is now apologizing after one of its owners, one of the family members, have put out, and folks, you got to go to News 4 Jackson, take a look at this. This is not offensive. I'm sorry for those of you that listen to the community. I'm not trying to anger at many of you in the gay community whatsoever. I just don't find this offensive. And if you do, boo flippity hoo. All right? Here's a tissue for your issue. Can I do another rhyme here, Raj? All right? So it's a well-known Jacksonville bakery has now issued an apology after one of its owners posted a, quote, anti-LGBT message on their social media. Listen to this clip. It was just a picture. I'm looking at it right now. There it is, Raj, right there. It says straight pride. It's got a husband and wife. It looks like something from the 1950s.
Okay.
It says it's natural. It's worked for thousands of years, and you can make babies. Look at that, Raj. It's harmless.
Okay.
But it says, and you can make babies. Well, that offended many of those in the LGBT community.
After recent posts by one of the bakery's owners upset many. This post fueled backlash online. It says, Straight Pride, posted by the business's vice president, Doodle Sonati, during Pride Month, and describes heterosexual relationships as natural, implying that others are not so.
Now, it didn't imply other, it just says it's natural, Straight Pride. It didn't say anything about going out of its way, going after those in LGBT community.
Didn't even mention LGBT.
That's right. So here we go. Again, right. They're offended by a photo.
But both Sonati and the company posted apologies on social media. The company saying, quote, after understanding the hurt it has caused, we want to assure all our customers we are a safe place for everyone.
Stop right there.
Safe?
Yeah, what is that supposed to, we're a safe place to work for everybody? It means that if you're got anti-sentiments of, you might go to church, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
You might not like those, or you might agree with their philosophies, that it may not be safe for you to work at.
Yeah.
Really? Here's more of the clip.
While sharing a Facebook post from the VP who said, I sincerely apologize to everyone who was hurt by my post. Sonati said he and his staff are meeting today to revamp the rules for employees.
Hold on, can I stop right there? Does that mean I need to go clean up my Facebook because I said something that maybe I supported Governor DeSantis on the LGBT, even though it's not a big issue among some students, but about the transgender athletes? Does that mean I need to take that down? Hey, maybe I'm losing listeners from the radio show because of a post, Raj. All right, more of the clip.
Social media activity. He claimed the anti-LGBTQ message was also not consistent with their Christian beliefs. That post started circulating on social media and receiving backlash. The business here opted to issue an apology on its social media channels. Gaskell, the Florida LGBTQ caucus president, said these posts, yes, they are disturbing, but he also said they're indicative, they're representative of a lot of the discrimination that is still being experienced by the LGBTQ community.
Really? All right. So I asked this before, and I'll ask it again.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know of that are being fired because, I found out they were gay and they were LGBT?
I'm not going to sell you a muffin.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
happen.
I'm sorry, folks. If it did, it would be a good story to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't happening. Now, if you're acting a little strange on the workplace because you want to transition from this to that, that's a different story. This just ain't happening like everybody else is reporting. And the issue that it's a, quote, safe workplace, here's the owner, Mike Sonati. He apologizes. Listen, does this guy sound really hateful? I've never met this guy, by the way.
What you've seen on social media is not a true picture of who we are. I would love and invite anybody to come have a cup of coffee and sit down and find out.
After you get your vaccine, by the way, get your free cup of coffee.
And wear a mask.
Yeah. Who we really are. To do anything intentional to hurt somebody is not in our wheelhouse. It's not how we operate.
It's not. Okay. But listen, I want to say this with due respect. Some of you wish you could get some nasty post from the left. Some of you, we know who you are. We don't allow you to come on radio because you put out fake news. Some people just looking for opposition. Me, I'm not looking for it. I don't care. It just happens. You're not going to please everybody. My father used to say, when you move forward in life, when you walk, sometimes you're going to create friction. Your feet, you're going to get a little shock every now and then.
Okay.
It's just going to happen, folks. Beware when all men speak well of you, Raj.
Okay.
It's just going to happen.
And man, that's a reassuring day.
It is. And listen.
Why doesn't everybody love us?
And the bottom line is I don't want to say this to be rude. But to my conservative friends, there's more of us than there is of them. If you want to go down that road, I'm not saying you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not inciting anything. But for Mr. Sonati to sit back, and I understand the beach area, Neptune Beach was a big Donna Deegan area when she ran. It's not the most conservative area. I get it. A lot of conservatives out there, but a lot of artsy type of people. That's fine. It's a nice area. I like it down there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really went bike riding this weekend down there. I love it. But having said this, or folks, this is no different than the V's Pizza crowd, because somebody gets all ticked off at the social media. I understand that local V's had nothing to do with what a Georgia owner had said about, hey, you're a bunch of lazy individuals that won't go get a job and said you want to continue to get unemployment benefits out there. All right? What I'm saying is to Mr. Sonati, dude, you sound cool. You made something that I didn't find offensive. I don't think some other people found offensive. Should you be putting on, hey, it's your business. You can do whatever you want. But let me ask you this. Do you think the news coverage would be that much? Let's say that there might have been something as conservative or whatever. You think it'd be getting that much publicity? Here is...
And is it a bad thing to get all the... I mean, he's got tons of advertising. He probably had no budget for it now because everybody in town is talking about Sinatti's Bakery and how delicious it is.
It is. Here's Stephen Gaskell. He is with the Florida LGBT Democratic Caucus. He says that the picture was homophobic.
At best, that post is tone deaf. And at worst, it's incredibly homophobic, especially now in Pride Month, where we're celebrating the LGBTQ community.
All right, so you know what we do, Mr. Sinatti? Put it up after Pride Month. How about that? It says, quote, straight pride, it's natural, it's worked for thousands of years, and you can make babies. Well, can I just want to ask the question, what is inaccurate about that? I'm just asking if you want to talk about science.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should have been wearing masks with that picture, then they probably wouldn't have a problem with that. Anyway. I just, folks, what I'm getting at is that it was it a smart business decision? I don't. That's up to the business. I'm not going to tell them what to do or not. But that place is packed. That place, it's been around for how many years, my friends? And to sit and to kowtow because a few people might not have liked it? All right.
When's their big day? Saturday, you think?
Dude, they're closed on Monday. That's how much business they do.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, it was a mistake when I went in a couple weeks ago on a Saturday.
They might be a little concerned about cancel culture.
Who cares?
Well, you know, you don't want your deposits to go down at the end of the day.
You think they're going to go down?
I don't know.
That's what I said. My friends, if this is the case to my conservative friends, then you might as well start boycotting Amazon because they're very liberal. Apple, I don't buy their politics. I buy their products. That's the way it should be, okay? I find that... We've got businesses because a few people may not, probably some people don't even go there anyway, that are kowtowing because they don't like what you put up there as a sign or as a marquee. I'm sorry. All right? I mean, a few people get offended because they don't like what the preacher said. Well, unless they're a big donor to the church, is it really going to matter for the most part? No. You're not going to please everybody.
And even if you are a big donor, don't try to censor the preacher, please.
Yes. I mean, if this was the case, we would be the most liberal radio show in the state. Because some of those on social media don't like what me and Roger say. I'm sorry, folks. So, I like the Sinatti. I'm gonna continue. I don't give a flip if they were liberal. I'd still go back to Sinatti's. Okay. I didn't ask what their products were. I got good. Starbucks is very liberal, right? But I'm gonna tell you right now. I like Dunkin' Coffee better than Starbucks. But I get, unfortunately, in some areas around here, I get better service through Starbucks. Just the way it is. All right. 904-831-0600. Let's take some calls after the break. I can take a quick break. All right, more coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see a little bit of slow traffic on Timaquana Road headed west, just past Roosevelt. Add an extra 3 minutes and we're looking pretty smooth everywhere else. So take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of clouds today, but only a slight chance of rain. The high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy, and an overnight low of 73. Right now, 74 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors
pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Over the past year, I've helped thousands turn their lives around. And today, I'm going to tell you the one simple trick that will change everything. All you have to do is...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat, RV, or other outdoor vehicle for great protection and even more savings. Progressive.
And that's it. You'll have that for the rest of your lives. I'm so excited for you.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, vegan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I'm late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory masking of children will be opposed. And Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any of its passengers on U.S. cruises to be vaccinated.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Tony on line 7. Hey, Tony, what's up this morning?
Hey, good morning. I got a couple of things. First of all, I work out here at the beaches, and I do know the Sinatis. And, you know, they've been going to Haiti, the mom, I guess, or the wife. She's been going to Haiti for 5 years, I believe, now. Makes constant trips to Haiti. And they pay, of course, out of their own pocket, and they take people with them, and they take supplies. So that's something that people don't know about the Sinatis. How much time they actually give. And then the other thing is, every time I go by a business and I see the gay pride sticker on there, at times, you know, I feel like I have to think about what I'm going to say, if I'm wearing the right shirt or not. You know, if somebody knew that I was a conservative and it's a restaurant, are the cooks in the back going to spit in the food and I'm not going to know about it? So I just don't like the militant attitude that that gay pride flag sometimes brings on. You know,
hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. First off, how would they know what you stand on your positions? And number two, are you triggered because you see a rainbow sticker on somebody's door in a place of business?
No, I mean, first of all, like if I were to wear a shirt that would tip it off, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I would say, oh, he's probably conservative. You know, am I going to get the looks? Am I going to get the attitude? You know, even though they're working and they should not exhibit that towards me, but are the people in there? And yeah, a little bit. That sign is not a good sign to me. I mean, I think of
really?
People who are not I don't think they're tolerant. I don't look at them as tolerant people. You know, they include everybody, but, you know, that's the way I see it.
All right, man. I appreciate the call.
He means a T-shirt that may have some kind of wording on it.
Listen, first off, you should wear whatever you want to for the most part.
Okay.
But if you feel that
wear
way.
Wear a MAGA hat if you want.
then don't wear it. But number two, I'm not triggered because I see a rainbow. I ignore it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm going, what I'm saying, Tony, is, and by the way, I didn't realize the Sinatis were exporting their hatred to other countries. It's a little joke. They're okay. I'm just joking with you.
Apparently very involved with missions work, yes. Bringing help that to is, those yeah. in need yeah. in the
and,
third
and,
world.
And, yeah, and I'm with you on that one, Tony, but to the left, it doesn't matter. Yes, you are correct. The left is more intolerant.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you something. If I could tell you how many gay conservatives there are that do not support, they're all over Facebook. They are very right. They're almost militant in many ways. Trust me, we've had them on this show. They do not like the fact. They don't think this whole gay pride thing is a top issue. Like me, I don't think religious, I'm a son of a minister. I don't think religious liberty is the biggest issue. I support it. I don't think it's a top tier issue right now. I got other issues to worry about. I got civil rights being done on social media and dealing with masking and everything else. So to me, it's just the flavor of the month. But I don't get triggered because I see, if I saw, now, Ed, if you saw it went into a business and it said Black Lives Matter, would you leave? Depends. I don't know. I don't want to give them any, but hey, that's, I can discriminate against that, right? But for the most part, if it's a good place that's got good food, I'm not there to talk politics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to eat my food. Now, if politics comes up, I'll look around and go, you know, hey. But many times, Roger will tell
me. After your food's been delivered to the table already, not beforehand. You know,
after I get them biscuits.
Yeah, you don't want to bring it up before the waiter brings it out to
that's
you.
That's right. Is that great? That doesn't look like gravy on my biscuit. Anyway, so what I'm getting at is a lot of times Roger will tell you, when I go out, I don't want to talk politics.
Yeah,
I just
don't.
I want to have a good time. And Roger, tell me what's been going on with the kids and the family and schools. But Tony, I don't get triggered over a rainbow color flag, my friend.
Well, he was more concerned about maybe some type of retribution if he had on.
Well, how will they know? Then don't wear a shirt about
that. If he's got a shirt that says, you know, I love my family. He's, okay. Hate is not a family value.
But let me just tell you something. I don't buy into the whole gay community thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, we've interviewed. You ought to see them on Facebook. They are hardcore. Many of them are hardcore conservative. They don't buy into all this stuff. So it's kind of like saying that. Everybody that goes to church lives a very moral life. That's just, you know. So it's sometimes the stereotype just isn't there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Sometimes it is. But anyway, but I appreciate the call. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still looking at those pretty smooth roads. Really, only thing happening is our usual slow traffic on JT Butler headed east right before San Pablo. For now, just add an extra couple minutes, but expect it to slow down as the morning goes on. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of clouds today, but only a slight chance of rain. The high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy, and an overnight low of 73. Right now, 74 degrees.
Deck Play Firearms at River City Gun Range is in Palatka. With pistols, rifles, and shotguns in stock for sale, they buy, sell, and trade guns. Some ammo available. River City Gun Range has 6 55-foot lanes, air-conditioned. The only indoor gun range within 60 miles. River City Gun Range offers concealed carry classes, gunsmithing services, and after-hour group rates. Veteran-owned. 706 St. John's Avenue, just off US 17, Palatka. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 till 5, Sundays 9:30 till 1. Call 386-328-9280.
In a world of boutique holidays, I'm looking at you, National Fruitcake Day. Only one is known as the Forgotten Holiday. Summer 2021, Dad is back.
That's right. Father's Day is right around the corner, and this year it's time to reward him for participating in all of your quarantine TikToks. Don't know what he wants? I'll tell you what he wants. Dad wants to lay down some sweet lines in his lawn, fire up the grill, and rest his eyes while watching some golf. But before Dad can lay down those coveted mow stripes, he needs a new Honda lawnmower from Tools for a Time. The all-new Honda HRN will make Dad king of his castle and the envy of the neighborhood. Honda lawnmowers feature Honda's exclusive micro-cut twin-blade system for exact cutting and finer clippings. Honda lawnmowers, legendary reliability from the brand you trust. So lace up those white, crispy boys and head down to Tools for a Time today to pick up your new Honda in the heart of Mandarin or online at toolsforatime.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the U.S. Supreme Court. This is kind of an interesting ruling that came out 9-0 yesterday. So much for that right-wing court, right? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that thousands of those living in the U.S. that are here illegally, saying we're here for humanitarian reasons, according to federal law, are not eligible to apply to become a permanent U.S. resident. That's a win for people like us who do not support illegal immigration. So, again, a 9-0. So much for packing the courts in that right-wing Roberts court right there, Raj. 9-0. That means that the Obama appointees went along with the Trump appointees of the Supreme Court. A lot more of these discussions coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.